This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who issued a report in April on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, will testify in open session before the House of Representatives, Judiciary, and Intelligence Committees on July 17th. Democratic chairman of the two panels said that Mueller agreed to testify after the two committees issued subpoenas on Tuesday. Mueller has not spoken publicly about his report in weeks since he made the decision not to charge President Trump, saying it was a difficult one and that it was not clear he was innocent of obstructing justice. Mueller said if the special counsel's office had been certain that Trump did not commit crimes, it would have said so in the report. Trump has been highly critical of the process, repeatedly calling the investigation a witch hunt. Following the announcement, Mueller would testify before the congressional committees. Trump sent out a tweet saying, "Presidential harassment." An El Salvador man and his 23-month-old daughter appear to have died while trying to make it across the Rio Grande River on the U.S.-Mexico border. A searing photograph of the two face down in shallow water highlights the dangers facing many, mostly Central American migrants, fleeing violence and poverty and hoping for asylum here in the United States. The bodies are expected to be flown to El Salvador on Thursday. A total of 283 migrant deaths were recorded last year. The toll so far this year has not been released. Meanwhile, Mexico is stepping up its crackdown on immigration in response to U.S. pressure, with much of the focus on slowing the flow in the country's southern border. And China is hoping a meeting later this week between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will help build trust and de-escalate the trade wars between the world's two largest economies. This is VOA News. Top American and Iranian officials are continuing to fire verbal warning shots at each other while insisting they want to avoid war. The tensions elevated after President Trump stiffened economic sanctions against the Islamic Republic, specifically targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Trump called the new sanctions order a strong and proportionate measure. U.S. response to the downing of the unmanned U.S. military drone, which Washington says occurred in international airspace near the Strait of Hormuz, and Iran claims occurred over its airspace. Iran blasted the Trump administration Tuesday, saying the president's action has closed the door on any dialogue between the two countries. But U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said the U.S. is ready to talk.
The president has held the door open to real negotiations to completely and verifiably eliminate Iran's nuclear weapons program, its pursuit of ballistic missile delivery systems, its support for international terrorism, and its other malign behavior worldwide. All that Iran needs to do is to walk through that open door.
President Trump withdrew from the 2015 agreement last year, reimposing sanctions aimed at debilitating Iran's economy to try to force it to engage in one-on-one nuclear negotiations with Washington. Hours after taking over, the Pentagon's acting chief headed to Brussels to reassure NATO allies after yet another big Trump administration change. We get more on the story from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Over the weekend, Mark Esper was still Secretary of the Army. He became acting defense secretary yesterday and will become the third Pentagon chief in less than a year to meet with allies in Belgium.
We come with a message of continuity, that a personnel transition does not mean a change in policy.
Acting Assistant Secretary Katie Wielbarger says it's a good thing Esper's going to NATO in his first week on the job, saying face-to-face meetings will help him get the point across on issues from Iran to Russia. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The latest exchange of letters between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may have raised hopes of restarting stalled nuclear talks, but U.S. officials say there is no plan for a third summit between Trump and Kim during President Trump's brief visit to South Korea later this week when he'll meet with President Moon Jae-in. Both Trump and Kim have said they are open to an eventual third meeting, even while hardening their stances following a failed second summit in February in Vietnam. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington, VOA News.